Hey guys, I'm your host Olivia and you're listening to another episode of BCT. We are a Christian podcast that enables you guys to hear lots of different stories of different people in the church telling their testimonies. I hope you enjoy. Don't forget to like, subscribe, follow us on all the social medias to keep up with any updates or new podcasts that come out. Okay, so today I'm joined by Anna. Hi Anna.
Hey.
You okay?
Yeah.
Good, I'm glad. Right, so just tell me a little bit about yourself, maybe some of your likes and your family.
So my main like is I love doing crafts.
Cool.
Like, crafts are like my thing.
Yeah.
I just love it. So I like space as well. I love like how space like shows who God is. I love that side of things and
really
gemstones
cool.
as well. Like, I love gemstones and collecting gemstones all the time.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So I've got my brother, who you've met before.
Yeah.
I was going to say my dad. My mum passed away a few years ago, but she was a very amazing part of my life. So,
yeah
and I live with the boys now, but just feel a bit lonely, but yeah.
Aww. Yeah, no, but I feel like the church is a family as well, isn't it?
Yeah, I feel so blessed to be part of Baglan.
So how long have you been at Baglan now?
So in March, it will be officially, like, I'll be in Wales for 4 years, but technically it'll be, like, 3 years-ish, but we were online, so...
I was going to say, because of COVID, and
That did make it a lot easier getting to know people and getting to know, like, your dad, for example, the sermons and stuff, and... knowing which church we wanted to go to for definite.
Yeah, nice. So did you feel, when you came to the church for, like, the first time, were you like, whoa, this is really different to how it, like, was shown online? Or was it pretty similar?
No, it was... except for, like, obviously home vibes of, like, some people, like, being at home and doing it.
Yeah.
But obviously with Hannah doing the...
Talks
and stuff. And, yeah, it wasn't really... that different.
No. Oh, that's interesting. It's interesting to know, though, isn't it? Like, how we're perceived online versus in person, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess you got the both of both views.
Yeah, because Baglan was the first church I actually researched into.
Oh, really?
So,
how did you actually find us?
My craft love kind of came into it. I saw that you guys had craft and chat.
Oh, no
and
way.
Then we're like, oh, the teaching, the principles and values were like,
oh my
definitely.
Gosh.
And then we had your dad and that was it. that was it. It was just amazing.
Well, I never. Right, let's go into your childhood. So what did that look like?
So brought up in a Christian family. So always went to church.
Cool.
Love going to church. Just as a child, just generally. We did actually move churches due to there not being that much kid stuff in the area we lived in. So we moved to Southport, church in Southport, which was more kid-friendly.
Cool.
Because we were in, like, Church of England for starters with. So, but, just teenagers. I got bullied quite a bit in school, so that was a bit difficult. Mm-hmm. But church was really a safe haven for, like, being around and stuff.
Nice.
Yeah, so
and
obviously, like, with my mum and dad and your friend, and even though you went down to Cornwall for quite a long time and abandoned me. No, chicken. No, you didn't really abandon me. Don't tell him I said that. But yeah, it was always really good, like, having lovely family holidays in North Wales, actually, not South Wales. We never actually probably went to South Wales, so.
Oh, lovely. And,
yeah.
Sounds nice. Right, let's go straight into then. I'd love to hear when you accepted Jesus into your life.
Well, the thing is, obviously, living in a Christian home, I always thought that I was a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And I always, like, believed it. I thought I gave my life to Jesus quite a few times.
Mm-hmm.
But the moment that I really feel that, even though I felt like I accepted Jesus earlier on, was actually one time I was getting quite irritated at home, so I walked down into Southport Town Centre, and there was this group doing open air kind of work.
Cool.
Around Easter. It was Easter before I turned 18 as well. I bumped into somebody that I used to know, and then he said he was with them, and then I had the impact of what Jesus did on a cross for me, which grew up in an Christian family is like automatically you hear it, but it didn't like sink in.
Yeah.
It's like head knowledge, not heart knowledge. So, and I don't know exactly the words I said, but I definitely realised that I wanted to make a difference. Like, Jesus was in my life at that point. So that would be, that was around about before I was 18. So I don't know how long ago that was.
Oh, amazing. Oh, yeah. That's, yeah. I think that is, like, that's the problem. Not problem, but that's the thing with, like, growing up in a Christian home.
Yeah.
It's like you don't have this big transition from one to another, like this big change that other people may have. But honestly, I think everyone's testimonies are like all equally as amazing, aren't they?
Yeah,
it's incredible. I think it's amazing. Everyone's testimonies are fab. Right, so let's move on to maybe some of the challenges that you have faced in your life, and I'd love to know how you've overcome them.
Well, okay, so bullying is the bit, not the biggest challenge recently, but that was like a big challenge because I was like, oh, where's God in this? Mm-hmm. And why am I getting bullied and stuff like this? But actually, I found listening to Christian music, listening to people who went through similar stuff, like Christian artists that went through similar stuff, was really, really helpful. Mm. But to be honest, bullying's not really the biggest thing I've got over. Obviously, with my mum passing away last year, the other year, that was a big shock. I knew she wasn't well, but it wasn't, like, the fact that I didn't feel like God answered my prayer over that, and the question of, like, why didn't you answer my prayer? Why is my mum still here? Why isn't my mum, like, at church with us? Why is this? That was a big challenge because I was, I didn't know what to do, but people at church, everybody's been amazing. But then I feel like house group and, so my house group have been so supportive. And I feel like being supported by people at church has been, like, a real blessing, and that's helped me overcome it, because then I've seen my dad flourish in getting to know people at coffee morning, going to things on his own, going to house group on his own, and not needing me and my brother as much, and Jonathan getting the job here, that was amazing. I could be prouder, but I'm a bit biased over that, but but the main challenge obviously was, like, getting over that. But I do feel like a lot of people said, I feel like more like accepting of it now. And I've realised that if I still wanted it around, that would be more like not right for her, because she was really ill. So the fact that she's, I think somebody wrote us a message saying, oh no, she's just changed address. And I was like, actually, no, she's in heaven.
Yeah.
That's where we all want to aim for.
Yeah.
And I know it sounds really corny and silly saying that, but it's true. Like, we all want to go there. And I'm like, it's different not having her around. Like, obviously, due to girly things that you would normally do with your mum, and you don't do with the boys. And
no,
they are amazing, but it's, just being able to flourish, like going to Craft and Chat. I feel like properly at home. I feel like I've got second parents there, of like the women that would kind of adopted me into the family there, which I think that's helped as well, because I just feel right and being part of youth. I love you being part of youth and coffee morning.
Yeah.
I love like doing that kind of stuff. So yeah.
Oh, thank you so much for sharing, Anna. Oh my gosh. I think losing someone who's that close to you is one of the hardest things, but you speak so well about it, and just because you know where she is. Yeah, just because you know where she is, and I mean, heaven is so much better than earth, isn't it? So
half of me just feels like wanting to join her. Yeah.
Not yet, we want you here.
Yeah, yeah.
You want you here. Not yet.
Oh. I'm not going yet.
Oh, thank you so much, Anna. Is there any advice you want to share to our listeners before you go?
Knowing Jesus is the best advice I could say, because it comforts you in times of difficulty, and no matter where you're going in life, he's always there. Like, I know that part of my mum's and mine favourite, like, little poem was The Footsteps. So
yes, when God, love this poem.
So when we're going through our toughest time, there was only one set of footprints, and the person was like, oh no, God, why you left me? But God was like, no, I didn't leave you at all. I was carrying you. And I think that is so true without a doubt. In life, God always carries us through the hardest times in our life. Yeah. So, yeah, that would be the best advice I can give.
Right, one last question before you go. I'm just wondering, are there any Bible verses or Bible passages that really help you through difficult times?
I can't remember whereabouts it's from. I know it's in the Psalms. But it's basically saying, God is my rock. I will find that out for you later. I know it's like God's my rock and my refuge and that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I think I know.
Yeah, yeah. So that's one of the things that, because obviously firm foundation was being firmed in God. Not that I'm the best at like actually looking at the Bible all the time, but yeah.
Amazing. Right. Thank you guys so much for listening to another podcast of BCT. Let us know what you thought of this episode and maybe some topics or themes or questions that you want to be discussed in further episodes in the future. And you can follow us on all the social media platforms to keep up with any updates that we may have. Bye for now.
Bye.